This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. It can be hard to get motivated to exercise, but what if your doctor wrote you a prescription for it? One physician in Albuquerque is leading the charge against inactivity. About 50 people have gathered in the grass at the University of New Mexico golf course. They've got their sneakers on and they're stretching. Then they're asked to walk up and introduce themselves to someone in the group they don't know.
Hi, my name is Steven.
Hi, Steven. Nice to meet you.
It's part of making everyone feel welcome. Today is Carla Chavez's first day with running medicine.
Doing it on your own, it's boring. You could just do a couple and you think you did it all. But when you're with a group, you know, it's a time limit. You know, it's an hour to run, walk, whatever you need to do with them. And you enjoy it because there's other people working with you.
Cheva says she just finished chemotherapy and she's finally cancer-free. Now her doctor wrote her a prescription to be here. She's decided to take the fight to her diabetes, even though it's not easy.
I have arthritis in my spine, so it's hard to do a lot of things. But I try to get into that spirit that you can do it. I try to give it the best I could do and go for it.
She's got goals.
Maybe I could throw this cane away. You know, so.
The health risks of not moving your body are numerous, spanning all the way from anxiety and depression to heart disease and cancer. Rather than sending patients to pharmacies to spend money on pills, Dr. Anthony Flegg prescribes running and walking.
I'm a family doctor. This is the type of medicine I want to prescribe.
He helped found this club called Running Medicine, and its core mission is to create a culture of wellness. It started in the International District, but is moving around Albuquerque. The group is as diverse as the city, Flegg says, and whole families come.
Kids watch mom and dad sweat, and mom and dad watch kids sweat.
It's flexible, and all fitness levels are welcome.
A lot of people, believe me, have a love-hate with running particularly. We have as many walkers as we do runners.
And it's cheap, just $15. It can even be free if you don't want a t-shirt.
Sometimes we make exercise prohibitively expensive. Running and walking are one of the few things you can do with no overhead, no rental of a gym or even a field.
And for Dr. Flegg, running medicine feels like a step in the right direction.
A lot of days you hit your head against the wall because you're looking for those bigger picture breakthroughs. To me, this is one of those realms of breakthrough that if we could do more of this, all of our communities would be healthier.
Flegg splits folks into groups. Tiny kids, some with their parents, play running games. Older kids run together. Some folks walk and run. Some adults train for speed. There are coaches and leaders for each crew, like Twy Manuelito.
I'm really competitive, especially with myself.
She hails from Acoma and comes from a family of runners. She's been at it since she was 12 years old, but even Manuelito hits the wall sometimes.
When I think I don't have enough gas left, I get my second wind somehow and I meditate when I run. I have a mantra that I repeat in my head. I can do it. You're not done. That's what gets me through my toughest runs.
Sweaty runners are making their way back to the meetup spot. The kids are experimenting with dribbling a little water on their own heads, even though it's not that hot out. Manuelito says this running club is unlike any other because it feels like a big family.
It's a culture of acceptance and respect, and it's very loving. The spirits here are just absolutely caring and inspiring.
All the runners and walkers stretch, grab a drink and a snack, then they shake hands.
Good job. Good job.
The sun is setting, the families disperse. They'll all be back in a couple of days for their next dose of running medicine. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.